Time Warner Audiobooks presents Rich Dad's Guide to Becoming Rich Without Cutting Up Your Credit Cards. Written by Robert T. Kiyosaki, with Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by Jim Ward, with a special introduction by Robert T. Kiyosaki.
Hello, my name is Robert Kiyosaki. Recently, the most popular show on American television was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It was an overnight success. All you had to do was answer a series of trivial questions, and with each correct response, you earn more cash, right up to the jackpot of $1 million. The question, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, became a popular catchphrase everywhere. Let's face it. With so much fixation on shows about money, getting rich, stock market millionaires, and huge lottery payouts, it leads us to the question, who doesn't want to be a millionaire? And yes, it is possible to win $1 million on a game show. It is also possible to get millions of dollars by winning the lottery. And it is possible to become a millionaire by investing in an IPO or initial public offering. In fact, there are more ways to become rich today than at any other time in our history. Maybe that is why there is such an international frenzy over the idea of getting rich, and the quicker the better. There are many different ways to become rich. Winning the lottery or winning on a game show are just two examples. You can also become rich by being cheap, becoming a crook, or even marrying a millionaire. Of course, be forewarned. With any method of attaining great wealth, there is a price, and the price is not always measured in money. The price for sitting around and watching game shows and betting on the lottery is that the vast majority of viewers will never become rich, and that is a very steep price to pay. There are better ways to become rich, with much better odds, but most people are not willing to pay the price. In fact, there are some ways of becoming rich in which the odds are in a person's favor, almost guaranteeing that the person will become rich, but again, the problem is that most people are not willing to pay the price. So what do I mean by the price? Using a different example to explain the concept of price best explains this idea. What if I said, I wish I had a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, the first thing most of you would say to me is, put on your running shoes, do 5 miles a day, go to the gym for 3 hours a day, and stop stuffing your face with pizza. To which I would say, is there another way to have a body like Arnold's? That is what I mean by the price. Millions of people would like to have a great body, but few people are willing to pay the price. And that is why ads that promise, you will lose weight and still be able to eat all you want, just take this magic pill, or you can look like this gorgeous model without exercising or dieting, make so much money. Regardless if it's money, a sexy body, great relationships, happiness, or whatever we as humans have a desire for, Madison Avenue will come up with an ad campaign that promises the quick and easy way to get whatever you want. However, most of the products the ads promote do not work, not because of the products, but because the people who buy them are not willing to do the work or pay the price. In my experience, many people are looking for the answers that will make their lives better in some way. The problem is, when they find the answer, they don't like it. Just as I don't like the answer, stop stuffing your face with pizza and start pumping iron for 3 hours a day. In other words, until I like the answer I'm getting, I don't have a prayer of developing a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger. The reason most people will never become rich is simply because they don't like the answers they are getting. And in my opinion, it has little to do with the answer. It is the price that is attached to the answer that the person really does not like. As Rich Dad said, most people want to get rich. They just don't want to pay the price. Now, in this audio program, I discuss the price of becoming rich without being cheap, immoral, crooked, or needing to marry a rich person. You will learn how to be rich and still enjoy a very rich lifestyle. But there is a price. And as my rich dad often said to me, the price of something is not always measured in money. I share the answers and the price I paid.